Ladies and gentlemen, here is Ray Lytle.
Thank you, Victor. Hello, everybody. How are you? You doing okay? My God. What a day. It's a Tuesday, December 13th, 2016. I am Ray Lytle, and Spanky is drinking again. That's right. That's right. He's drinking again. The one and only Spanky, who joins us when he's healed. He's had his traumatic injuries, having fingers cut off or whatever. And he has now reported in that he is drinking again. So his sobriety, let's see, his sobriety lasted long enough for him to stop drinking and then decide, and then decided to become all straight-laced and stop doing the show. Now, thankfully, he's drinking again. And he is hammered. He's proud to report. In fact, he says, proud to report that I'm drinking already and life is effing great. So there you go. Spanky's reporting in, everyone. Isn't that great news? It's great news to find that our friend Spanky is drinking again. Also happening today, Trump is meeting with, get ready for this. This is not a joke. Trump is meeting with Kanye West. That's right. Kanye West is at Trump Tower meeting with our president-elect.
Yep.
So the president-elect is having a meeting with Kanye West. Well, why not? What the hell? You know, right? If it's going to outreach, it makes sense to me. Why not? More people know Kanye than probably know the president, so it actually doesn't seem like that bad an idea, to be honest with you. Oh, my God. Well, good morning. I hope you guys are doing well. It is the morning disaster. I'm Ray Lytle. I am smiling as always. Having another good day, right? I hope you guys are. I've got the announcement of the Golden Globes nominations, which came down. Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a, oh, my, what a huge event, the Golden, does anybody even care? I mean, I know people love the Golden Globes. Don't get me wrong. I know they like watching it. I know that it's enjoyable to watch, and everybody's drinking, and they're not all super tight like they are with the Academy Awards. It's a lot looser, you know, than it is with the Academy Awards. But we like that part of it. But do you really know the movies nominated? Does anybody even know what the movies are? Well, you're going to find out what they are today. I have the Golden Globes nominations, all right, that I will get to today. Isn't that something? The Golden Globe nominations are happening. Oh, my goodness. Let me answer the phone. Hello, hello, hello.
Yo, 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 yo.
Hello.
What's up?
It's Spanky.
What's happening?
How are you, Spank?
I am just freaking great.
You sound like it, yes.
I am. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, now hold on a second. You called the show before you went. Is it before you went into surgery?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you haven't even been there yet. All right. So you needed a break from the show.
Oh,
I do remember that. I
needed to get my life sorted out.
So you were doing that, and then did you fall off the wagon?
Oh, that wagon broke so bad I can't even find all the pieces.
Because I remember you were on the show. You quit drinking.
Yeah.
You were feeling really good.
Was walking every day.
Yeah, you were walking every day. You were in good health.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. And then now you're what?
I'm fat and drunk and damn proud of it.
So you've fallen off the wagon.
Oh, I broke this wagon. I've been on about a 34-day drunk.
Oh, really? So when you went off, you went totally off.
Oh, yeah. I deep-ended.
So you went off the deep end, started drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Spanky.
It's great.
Spanky, Spanky, Spanky.
Christmas season coming up.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's plenty
of
great.
Ain't got no fingers. Don't give a crap.
Well, I thought that was a thing. Isn't that what you were doing? You were going in to see if they had to cut off fingers or what was happening, right?
Yeah, they're going to cut the rest of them off.
They're going to cut them off.
Yep.
So you decided what? It's time to start drinking?
Well, I got to ease the pain. Oh, Lord.
So you said, was that a burp, was it?
Huh?
Was that a burp, was it? Was that
I think it was. I apologize for that.
That's quite all right. So you decided to start drinking again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And now you're feeling fine?
Oh, I feel great.
It's wonderful. Well, congratulations.
Wild turkey and water.
Well, congratulations. So you're just mixing with a little water. I bet there's not a lot of water in there either, is there?
It's wild turkey.
Yeah. And a little bit of water.
Just a splash.
A splash. For taste, I imagine.
Yeah. Oh, you got to keep the water company business.
Well, what the hell? Well, you're feeling, I bet you sound like you're feeling good.
Oh, I feel great.
Sound like you're in a good mood. You're all excited.
Get up walking, went back to eating greasy food.
Oh, so you're not walking anymore either.
Oh, walking's for losers. Right.
Because I remember when you were doing a show every day, you were walking. Like, you were walking almost a mile a day.
Oh, yeah. Like, early in the morning, like 3, 4, 5
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah, you were getting up early. You were walking. You're slightly jogging. You're feeling, like, in good health. And now you're drinking.
Hey, you just look in the mirror one morning, you know, you're fat. You're always going to be fat.
And you did.
Out the door it goes.
And then you just decide, what the hell? Let's just.
Yeah.
Right. So now you're back to your ways that you've had.
Oh, yeah. Proud.
Well, you've been an adult now for, you've been an adult for 30 years, 30 some odd years.
Oh, yeah.
And let's face it, 30 plus years, you've been I love you. You know, you're one of my favorite people of all time, right? You know that.
Oh, yeah.
But 30 some odd years, you've been a fat drunk, right?
Oh, yeah. So why quit now?
Yeah, you tried to change. It didn't take. Big deal. Right?
It ain't nothing but a thing.
That's right. That's my point. That's my point. That's my Spank. Boy, it's good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Right.
Well, I just say, my wife is so proud of me.
Oh, I bet she's really proud of you. I bet your wife is very proud of you.
Oh, Christmas coming. I bet she's going to get me a nice gift.
Right. I bet she does.
I bet she'll intervene, probably try to lock me up for like 30 days.
I bet her gift for you is a special one.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. Oh, Spanky. Spanky, Spanky,
but I did
Spanky.
Have a good breakfast this morning.
Oh, what'd you have?
I had scrambled eggs and wild turkey. Well,
scrambled eggs and wild turkey.
With a little bit of water.
With a little bit of water. Absolutely. Well, absolutely. You got to get a little bit of water.
It's great.
Paul is saying that that for Christmas you're going to get some divorce papers.
Probably. He'll be all right. It's not like I've done it before.
I think your wife, I got to be honest, I think that she probably didn't know who you were when you stopped drinking. Because you were drinking the whole time. You were married. I mean, you lived with your wife how long?
I think it's about 21, 22 years
so
now.
You lived with her for 20 some odd years. And then you decided to get married. Well, you got married like 20 years in.
Yeah, I got married like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, so 20 years. 20 years you're living together, and you're one way.
A fat drunk?
Yes, Vic, a fat drunk. And then 2 years you're married, and you're, well, you're a...
A fat drunk?
Yes, absolutely, a fat drunk.
What, Victor's on a roll today.
But then, like, for three months, you get on this roll hey, Mikey. Oh, Mikey's, hey, Mikey, call in. It's 814-0332. 814-0332. Mikey, call in. So you get on this 3 month long, not drinking, not eating bad. You know, you get on this kick, you know. And I bet she wasn't used to it.
I don't think she was happy.
Yeah. Or maybe she was. Maybe she was just like,
well,
wow,
I think she's happy now.
She's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. He stopped drinking. He's walking. He's getting in shape. You're probably pounding her good.
Yeah, I was pounding something.
Yeah.
It's gone now.
What the hell was that?
That's just my little noise.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, but joining us on the phone is Mikey Austin. Hey, Mikey.
What's up, Raymond?
How are you, buddy?
I'm just fine and dandy. About yourself?
I don't know if you heard, but I have Drunk Spanky's back on the phone.
Did you lose a bet?
Yeah.
He's hey, back. Now.
He's back.
What's up, Spanky? What's going on, Mikey Mike?
Not too much, brother.
Spanky's actually...
Me neither. Just drinking a little wild turkey and getting around, man.
It's the real Spanky.
Wild turkey. It's what time is it? Jesus
God. It's like 8. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, hell, see, I'm already 2 hours behind.
Well, what time did you think it was? What time did you think it was, Spanky? Go ahead.
I thought it was only like 7:30 or 8.
No, it's like 9:10 or something.
Oh, hell. It'd be all right.
God.
Yeah, so he's back, and he's drinking again. Thank God.
I haven't saw Spanky. The last time I saw Spanky
was up at Marsh Bar in Atlanta. And this has been probably 5 years ago, and he was so drunk, he physically could not walk through the bar. If he stood up, he fell down.
Yeah.
He was that inebriated.
He gets so drunk. This is why I love Spanky. And don't get me wrong, I was supporting him. I was 100% supporting Spanky when he was not drinking and he was going through his month of sobriety, or 2 months of sobriety, whatever the hell it was. I was supporting him. But when you think of Spanky, you think of someone who's so drunk that he can't walk. You think of someone who's so drunk that there's a fear of pissing his pants.
I've done that before.
The entire conversation,
like
there's a fear
a
he's going
to
piss.
You think he'd be able to handle his booze a little better.
No, he's too big. Yeah, but, well, he does handle his booze well. I'll say that. He handles it well, but he drinks so much of it.
No, that's true.
It's impossible. It is impossible for someone to drink that much and... You know, and handle it well, if that makes any sense.
I'd never know anything about that. I've never been.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, I will say that. I'll say, Mikey, you get hammered, but you don't get anywhere. I mean, Spanky's a special kind of. I mean, this is a man.
I'm good for about 1 week of those a year, and that's about it.
This is a man who literally just, I mean, I think you hit it on the head. He just can't walk.
No.
When he gets drunk, there's a time, like, he starts getting happy drunk, okay? Then he gets so drunk, he can't walk, which is why the whole piss thing, because I don't know.
Well, that's how Petey used to be.
That's how Pete was, yeah. That's exactly right. And then they go through that whole pee thing where they just can't get up to pee, and then they keep drinking. All right? and they keep drinking through it, and eventually their body powers through it, and they drink themselves to the point of not sobriety, but they're at least able to move again.
Right.
And that's how Spanky was every night.
Poor Jim.
I've got to work back up to that.
Yeah. Oh, you're working back up. Well, I'm Spanky.
I thought about getting a walker.
That'd be a good idea. Do you still have your golf cart?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of in bad shape now, but I still got it.
What happened to the golf cart?
Oh, I wrecked it again.
Is this when you were drinking?
Yeah, here a couple nights ago.
So you're drinking. So you were driving the golf cart, and you wrecked it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Well, I hit the back porch.
Well, I'm sorry. You hit the back porch.
Yeah.
How did you hit the back porch?
I was coming up through the backyard, and the porch got in my way.
Right. That sounds like it. Oh my God! So the golf car that you were using to get to the bar is now you can't use it anymore.
Oh, I can still use it. I just don't have the headlights on it no more.
Right. Well, oh, Spanky.
I got it.
All flat now is just like a steering wheel and
right.
The pedals. There's no front end left on right. It no more.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
I got in a conversation with Ray the other day about Spanky.
Oh, boy.
Something that I had totally forgotten about.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's funny when you forget about a story completely.
What was
and
it?
And then when it comes out of the blue, and I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot all about that. And it was the funniest thing. Do you remember when we were broadcasting from the Budweiser tent at the Illinois State Fair?
We're broadcasting from the Budweiser tent at the Illinois State Fair, okay.
And Kimberly Johnson, who used to be on Channel 20.
Oh, hold on a second. You're cutting out. What was that again?
Kimberly Johnson, who used to be on Channel 20.
Kimberly Johnson, who was on Channel 20, yeah.
Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly. Oh, yeah, Kimberly. Okay.
She comes into the beer tent.
Yeah.
Spanky's doing this. Oh, I love when she's on TV. She is so hot. You know, he's just going on and going on.
Right,
and on.
Yeah.
And our promotion director at the time, Amanda, was good friends with her.
Oh, hell, this is like 2001. I mean, this is a long time ago. Okay.
2001, 2002.
Yeah.
So she brings Kimberly over to everybody to introduce him. And as straight laced as I can possibly be, I looked at Kevin Lee and I go, and I looked at Spanky and I go, Spanky, she's not fat.
That wasn't nice.
Spanky's mouth just drops to the floor. I just walk away and Amanda's looking at me and Amanda.
Oh my God.
And Amanda knocks the beer out of Spanky's hand and says, how dare you say his past. He has no clue what to
think. Oh, my God.
And I'd forgotten about the story until I talked to somebody who was there. Oh. What happened? They were like, what you did to Spanky that year? And I'm like, what did I do to Spanky? I couldn't even remember the story. And as soon as they said Kevin Lee Johnson, I went, oh, that's right. I remember that. And I thought I was going to die last, but that's the first time I thought about Spanky.
Because Spanky... Spanky loved Kevalee on the TV.
Oh yeah.
She's always
hot.
Talking about hot.
And then you say the line about her being fat.
I did not.
And Spanky was just stuck there.
Just stunned.
Oh
just
my God.
Totally stunned. That was when Woody and Chasey still were.
Oh yeah, sure. That's what I mean. It was like 2000.
They were out there too, and Woody was like, oh, dude, you hung him out to dry.
That was like 99, 2000. That's very old.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I totally that's
and crazy. Spanky, of course, trying to you know, with nothing to say.
And how often is Spanky peaceful?
Yeah, never.
Never.
Oh, my God, that's great. That is fantastic.
Well, you know what I got to say about that?
What, Spanky?
That's the reason why I broke his ribs that day.
My ribs. My ribs. You remember that?
God.
I know he remembers that.
He came up behind me, gave me a big old bear hug. He had both my arms tucked in. And when he gave me a bear hug, he went to pick me up and move me. And I just heard my ribs go.
Oh, my God. So that's how you broke your ribs that day?
Yes. Yes. Because the Pickles played later in the day.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh.
I was talking about
the Pickles the other day to someone, and they were asking me, you know, they were asking me stuff about, you know, the heydays of the Itchy Pickles playing every weekend and blah, blah, blah. And I was just telling them a story about Spanky. I'm like, well, Spanky did everything. Cause I was a zombie during a lot of those. And I mean, I was a zombie because I was tired. Like, I mean, I'm a fat person. I'm really fat. So we'd go out there and I'd be running around like a crazy person, right? And so when we'd go to breaks, I would just be with nothing left. We broke because we had to, because if we didn't take a break, I might drop dead, you know? And so I was saying, when I took a break, I didn't, you know, it's like, Mikey, you'd be okay. You'd be drinking in the back or something, but everybody else would just be kind of sitting around. And Spanky sort of took charge of everything, which was fine, you know, first break, you know, but second break, third break, he was plastered.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just leave him to, you know, to make all the decisions. And then, you know, he would overpromise and we would find out as the day went on what he had promised us or what he had promised what we would do. And I would be so tired in the back. And then we would always have to, you know, he would always have to explain to us how we had to wish somebody happy birthday or how we had to play something for somebody. You know, there was always some kind of ridiculous thing that went on because as he got more drunk, he would make more promises. Well, yeah, this girl, she knows you guys are going to sing her happy birthday and you're going to have Jimmy dance or you're going to, you know, it would always be some outrageous overpromise to someone that we would have to do. Always with Spanky, an overpromise. Oh my God.
Yep. Good old Spank.
I love
business.
I was thinking about, Hodges.
Yeah.
We were doing the wall of
that.
We were doing the wall of ass on the air, remember? And the wall of ass was, by the way, you talk about way ahead. The internet had basically just been going. I mean, it just started. Mm-hmm. The internet was around for a while, but nobody's really using it except for, you know, people who are really, really tech savvy. Well, when it started getting mainstream use, we started this thing called the wall of ass, which, by the way, the radio station had us stop doing the wall of ass. You remember that? It was really popular. Where we would just get girls who would who'd drop pants and bend over. And then we would just take pictures of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put them all on this giant wall for the wall of ass. And we were at Hodges in Lincoln playing. And it was during the breaks and stuff. And Spanky would get us to go take wall of ass photos in the cooler. Do you remember that, Spanky? Do you remember this?
Yeah, you got to make sure it's chilled, not shaking.
We would go, well, because there was nowhere else for us to go, we would go into the back, and the only place would be like the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So Big D or Razor, whoever was there to take the photos, they would take the wall of ass photos, and it would be done in either the storage area or the cooler in the back of Hodges.
We were taking wall of ass pictures in Peoria at the Madison Theater in the hallway when we were opening for Great White, and the guys from Great White came out and stood there and started hanging out.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. I remember that. Yeah, it was just, I mean, that was a whole thing going on.
Yeah.
I remember wall of ass photos with Spanky, and there'd always be one with like the girl's ass and Spanky's face right next to it going, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Of course, I'd always have to go to my
inspect it.
I'd always have to go to my wife and say, "Oh, I didn't look at those wall of ass photos. I was in another room when those were being taken.
Yes,
I certainly wasn't anywhere near that ass." And then Spanky's face, right, looking like he's gonna bite the ass. Of course, in all the photos,
you ass.
And then who made us stop? I know the company made us stop, right?
That sounds right. I don't remember. It sounds like I know we had. I know we had pictures up all over the studio.
Yeah.
We had to keep the curtain closed.
I think that was Glenn. I think that might have been Glenn then, but I know that he had to. It was from corporate. Word came down from corporate, and you're not supposed to take the wall of ass photos and blah blah blah. And remember that being a really uncomfortable conversation.
You gotta have them sign something because if you put their picture of their ass on the webpage.
Oh, that's right. We had to make them sign something. Yeah, you remember. And, of course, we didn't know everybody's number, you know.
No.
Because it was just their ass.
Nor did we care.
You can't tell. Yeah, so we just had a bunch of girls sign.
Right.
Razor just went out and had a bunch of girls sign. Releases, but we don't know. But we didn't know if they were their asses or what was going on.
No, it was probably the same signature on 50 different forms.
Oh my god!
What happened to Razor? Where's Razor?
I don't know what Razor. I have no idea what Razor's up to.
I have no idea either. I haven't seen him.
It's been 20. No, 10 years since I've seen him. I saw him in 2005. I think that's the last time I saw him. I don't know what he's doing.
Wow. I have no clue.
Maybe he got his life together. Who knows?
Well, that's boring. No, come on.
Could you imagine if
Razor?
Could you imagine maybe Razor's married? Maybe he's got a kid? Who knows?
Oh, Jesus. That's like Spanky not drinking.
Spanky went 3 weeks. Spanky went a couple of months without drinking.
I went about, 2 months.
Yeah. And now he's drinking Wild Turkey with scrambled eggs.
And a little bit of water.
And a little bit of water for taste, yes.
Wow.
I forgot that.
Water's what keeps you healthy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the water keeps it healthy, Spanky. Keep telling yourself that.
Well, you got to drink the Wild Turkey because there's not as much sugar in it now that I'm a diabetic.
Right.
You know?
So that's why you drink the Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
No sugar.
Oh, I bet he drinks a lot of Stag.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, he drank a lot of Stag.
I got four cases in the garage right now, two in the refrigerator.
Oh, my God. Last time I drank that, I shit the bed.
Well, I've done that a few times, too, but it'd be okay.
You know, you got something good. Listen. When it makes you shit the bed, you know you've got something very, very tasty on your hands.
Yeah. Right, you drank the best beer you could ever drink.
Ugh.
Unbelievable. So it never leaves you. It's with you all the time. All you do is smell the bed. Unbelievable. Hey, where was the knife fight? The Pickles were playing.
There was the what?
There was a knife. Okay. I remember this because RTQ was there. We were playing a gig and...
Oh, Pena.
Pena. Oh, it was Pena.
I can't remember the name of the bar.
These guys had a knife fight, okay? And then somebody punched RTQ. It was punched. It wasn't stabbed with a knife. But there were other people that got stabbed. And RTQ jumped in the middle and he got punched.
Yeah.
And he was backstage and... As he was talking, he was explaining to me what happened because I was backstage when it happened. And then he had this cut in his cheek. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was his cheek. And then as he was talking, every time his heart beat, do you remember? It would go, it would squirt out.
Yeah.
And then it would stop, and we were like, "Oh!" And he was explaining.
I think that was some bar south. It was on Highway 51, just south of town, as you were leaving town.
Oh my God! I cannot believe you remembered that.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the bar, but RTQ was bleeding all over the place. I mean, spewing blood out.
Yeah,
it was disgusting. Oh my God. What a great memory.
Like, that was probably 99, maybe, late 99.
Yeah, it had to be. That's what I was thinking.
Somewhere around in there.
I got to get some of these questions. I take my glass. I'm going to get some of these questions we got. Or comments that we have. Jerry says, is Michelle around? No, she's probably working. I'm sure Michelle is working, Jerry, yeah.
I saw, it was funny, last time I saw Michelle was at the fair.
Yeah.
I was just getting ready. I'd been out there all day doing stuff at the Bud tent this year. And I just was getting ready to get in my car, so I parked right up by the tent. And I'm getting ready to get in my car, and I just got in my car and turned the headlights on, and my son, Eric's out there, and he's waving at me frantically, and I'm like, what's going on? He goes, there's two people over here who want to see you. I'm like, okay. So I put my car back in gear and turned it off and walked back over in the beer tent. It was Michelle and Dorn.
Oh, they were hanging out together?
Yeah, they were there. I don't know if they were there together. They ran into one another. But they were both together at the Budweiser tent. So I stood there probably for another half hour or so and chatted with them. And that's the last time I saw
Dorn. I want to tell you about
past August.
I saw Dorn all summer because I swam at her pool. I was working out, and she has a pool, and she's never home. So mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, just come on over and use the pool and blah, blah. So I saw her a lot. So I would be swimming at her house when she would get home from work. Could you imagine that cool sight to see? But Michelle, Michelle moved, and she lives.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, she moved. And she lives,
really?
She lives about, I don't know, three blocks away from me. Okay. And I never see her. We now live closer to each other than we've ever lived, and I never see her. Now, when she lived miles away from me, we saw each other all the time. Now she lives, this is honest to God, around the block. We never see each other. I saw her in a traffic jam on Route 4, and I don't even know if she saw me. I saw her in a traffic jam on Route 4 a few weeks ago. We were both stopped on Route 4. And I was, and I was doing that thing where I was driving. I was going, oh, look at this asshole. And oh, they can't drive. And then I looked at the license plates and I'm like, oh my God, that's Michelle. So that's the last time I saw her. So I never see her. But I do, you know what? You're right, Jerry. I have to get her as a guest on this show because I haven't talked to her in so long. I'd love to talk to her. That's hysterical. Oh my God. Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, it has been a marvelous thing to talk to you. We don't do this enough. Why are you home today, Mike? Aren't you usually working?
I took Jody to get a shot for her migraines.
I saw her migraines are really bad, huh?
Yeah, they're horrible. I mean, it's really bad.
Has she tried Botox?
Yep. Every 3 months, she gets Botox.
Oh, God, not doing anything.
Next step is going to be a full, take the system out, you know, the old hysterectomy. So
I was going to say, it's with the, whenever the...
Yep, it's all hormonal.
Oh, so you know when the time of month is.
Oh yes. Lord, do I know.
So for you, it's worse than just not having sex.
Oh, yeah.
It's not having sex and the effects of migraine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just yank it out. You've had your kid.
Just miserable. And she just misses out on so much life. I mean, she's missing.
Yeah. She
misses for 5 days of work a month. And if I have to take her to get those shots, I mean, they tell you you need to stay with her if she gets one because, you know, she'll be disoriented when she gets up and she'll walk into stuff. And, you know, I mean, so.
I hate to laugh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. Like yesterday, she got a shot and just didn't help at all. Didn't even numb the migraine. Today, they gave her a nerve block shot.
They actually
give it to her in her head.
Oh, my God.
They give her the shot into her head and they'll try to block the nerve from where the migraines, you know, where it's coming from. And,
so they know what the cause. They know the cause is hormones,
right? It comes around, starts getting them about a week before the cycle, and they stay with her. And
well, why do they?
I
don't.
Over.
I don't understand why they're waiting. Just yank it out.
Only because she got to be off of work like 2 months.
Oh, yank it out! Yank them out! Get that hysterectomy.
So, yeah, that's probably going to be the next step. But they tried it. They had her start a medicine here just a couple of days ago. And if everything gets, you know, we'll see how it works. But, you know,
next
not
thing
looking
you know,
promising two days into it.
She's walking around like Spanky in the backyard on a golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Smashing into things. Oh, that's horrible.
See, if you let her drink every day, she would have a migraine.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't have migraines.
Right, Spanky. We know you don't have migraines, Spanky.
If I do have migraine, I don't know because I'm drunk.
They're taking off all Spanky. They're taking away all Spanky's fingers.
Yeah, their brains went away. My wife puts a helmet on me now when I go outside.
Did you hear they're taking away Spanky's fingers?
No.
Oh, you don't know this?
Yeah.
He lost
them sons of bitches off.
He lost a finger in a truck accident last year, and the rest of the hand was damaged, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes, Spanky, that's what happened.
It was.
And so now, because the pain is so intense, and this is bad, and I shouldn't be laughing about it, but the pain is so intense in the other fingers, and they're useless, and they're trying to figure out what's doing it. So finally, this doctor that he saw said, well, we could keep trying to fix it, or we could just take your fingers off, and then you wouldn't feel any pain. So that's what they're thinking of doing, is just taking off the fingers so he can be, you know. And I think that has a little bit to do with his drinking, too. Sorry, Spanky, I don't mean to.
Well, they say that it is, but right. I don't believe them.
Right. So I'm saying that.
That's going to be like losing a girlfriend to Spanky.
You know what the worst part of it is, Mikey?
What's that?
My guitar days are gone.
Oh, what a shame.
Playing that one chord on that guitar for all them years is gone.
Hey, can you, who's going to play the E chord now? Spanky, who's, when you masturbate, are you still going to be able to nub it, or?
I don't know yet. I got to wait till I get them all fired up.
I don't know if you're going to nub it, or if you're just going to let it go. I don't, you know.
You know, the nubs might feel kind of good, you know?
I don't know about your girth. I don't know if you're real girthy or not, but if not girthy, you could probably nub it. I mean,
I might. I'm not sure yet. I have to wait till after January.
You'll still have some nubbins left on that hand, won't you?
Yeah. I'll still be able to pick my nose.
Oh, geez.
You'll be nubbing your penis.
The only problem is I found out with the finger right now that I do have cut off.
Right.
It's kind of, you know, a little bit excessive, shorter than the others. I caught myself the other day trying to flip off a person because they pissed me off. Well, how serious are they going to take that when a guy flips them with a quarter of a finger?
You're going to have to learn to use
My wife brought that to my attention, so then I had to turn around and go around the block and flip them off with the right hand.
You're going to have to learn how to flip off with the other hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, she brought it to my attention, so we drove around the block so he was on the other side so I could flip him off my right hand.
Oh, my God. Oh, Spanky, wow. Spanky.
It's insane.
Poor little nubbin. Flipping the bird with a nubbin. I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
Oh, it's just horrible. Nobody just, they don't take it serious.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe those people don't take it serious, laughing about your fingers.
I'm a handicap now.
Yeah, Mikey and I would never laugh at that.
I know you wouldn't.
The last thing I would laugh at is somebody's misery.
Yeah. Freaking nubbins. Oh, my God. The thought of you whacking off with a nubbin hand is great.
That's like me whacking off, period.
Yeah. With a nubbin. Oh, Spanky, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey, you got to laugh about it.
Yeah. What else are you going to do, right?
There's so much goddamn pain. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. I mean, besides drink wild turkey and eat eggs.
Water.
And water. I'm sorry. I forgot the water again.
Yeah.
Wild turkey and a little water and eating some eggs.
See, if you don't add the water in with it.
Yeah.
This time of morning, people would think I was an alcoholic.
Oh, we'd hate for anyone to think that.
No, alcoholics go to meetings.
Yeah. Yeah, alcoholics go to meetings.
Alcohol, it's for quitters.
Hey, I'll tell you, you know what? You did.
I'm not going to be a quitter.
You did quit for a considerable amount of time.
I mean,
it was impressive. It was all of October, and and almost all of November. That was pretty impressive.
And I look back at it, and it's the worst thing I could have ever done.
Why is it the worst thing ever?
Well, okay, you and Mikey actually stay sober for most what, since you're older now.
Oh, yeah. I even did that when I was young, but yes.
But when you drive around,
yeah,
or you're out in public and you're sober, do you realize how many stupid people are out there?
This is the dumbest conversation I've ever had.
They're dumber than a box of rocks trying to deal with normal people when you haven't been drinking.
So you're just saying if you're drunk all the time, then you're fine in handling people.
I have selective hearing when I'm drunk. I just listen to what I want to listen to.
Right. And that way,
if I don't want to listen to them, I tell them, shut up.
And that way, everybody just seems cool.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, I guess. It actually makes.
I can't wait for family Christmas.
It actually makes zero sense, but.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Good old Spanky.
Ideology by Spanky.
Yeah. Well, listen, Mikey, it has been fantastic speaking to you. I hope Jody gets
well. Thank you, sir.
I hope she gets
well.
Sounds horrible. It really does.
I do too. Yep. Hey, did you see yesterday who's coming to Springfield?
I saw Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, yeah. Yes. My second favorite.
Look at that. You already had Kiss. Okay.
I know.
You already had Kiss. Now you're getting Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper back to town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
When is that concert?
It'll be a great show.
When's that concert?
April 23rd.
So that's in 17. Okay. Well, that's not too bad. 2 year stretch for you.
Yeah.
Not too bad at all.
Looking forward. If you've never seen Alice Cooper. I mean, oh, man.
All they got to do is bring, if they bring Cher to town, you got the trifecta.
Yeah, exactly. I've saw Cher before too.
I know. So, I know you love Cher. I'm teasing. I know you love Cher.
I have saw Cher before.
Hey, yeah. By the way, do you remember when we dressed Bodine up like Cher?
Yes.
At the Renaissance. Oh, yes. Here's an interesting question. Yes. Do you remember who came out and talked to him during that segment?
Yeah, she looked like Cher if she just swallowed Chaz.
But no, this is interesting. This is actual. Interesting trivia for the morning disaster. For anybody out there, when Bodine was dressed as Cher outside the Renaissance, someone came out of the building and walked up to Bodine and said, Bodine, what the hell are you doing? And do you remember who that was? Does anybody remember who that person was? It's a very famous person.
I don't.
A very, very famous, one of the most famous people of all time. Walked out, was listening to the show, and he walked out of the Renaissance, and you were over doing something, and he walked up to Bodine and saw Bodine dressed like Cher and said, Bodine, what the hell are you doing? And he now lives in Washington, D.C.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
was Obama?
President Obama. He wasn't president then. He was state senator. But yeah, he was in the Renaissance. It was him and I can't remember. It wasn't Alexei Junilius, but there was somebody with him. And they walked out of the hotel and they saw Bodine. And they said, Bodine, what the hell are you doing? And talked to him for a little bit and then went on their way.
I'll be darned.
And
I remember that.
Yeah, and it was President Obama.
I'll be damned.
That is from that Cher, when Cher actually came to Springfield.
Right.
And it was from that episode, which I don't know why I remember that, but I did remember that bit of trivia. So that's when Bodine met Obama. Now, he met Obama well before he was president, but that's how Bodine met like the last, I don't know, three or four presidents. Just like Mikey, you met Clinton, right? Well, you saw you were with near Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy and I.
Yeah.
Jimmy and I walked right into the assembly. Right to the Secret Service.
Which is when we got into
the assembly hall.
Which is right when we got in trouble from Secret Service.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to figure out how we did it. When Mikey.
It wasn't hard. It was pretty easy.
It wasn't. By the way, for worried about security.
It was extremely easy.
Wondering about security of the president, Mikey and Jimmy once on the air, as an on-air bit, snuck into his speech and got within 15 feet of the man. And no Secret Service stopped him.
If there would have been a girl under the podium, I could have heard her slurping.
Yeah. And by the way, wasn't that also when Al Gore was with him? It was like the only Gore, two times they had
both of them. Yeah.
It was the only time they were together during the entire presidency.
Yep.
It was crazy.
Both at the Assembly Hall in Champaign.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And then of course we had Bodine meeting Bush at his speech. That was really cool because Bush actually sat with him behind the scenes and they just had a conversation.
Yeah.
And then
I do remember that.
And then Obama. Now, we didn't meet Obama we didn't talk to Obama after he was president because this was well before. I mean, Obama wasn't president until 08. And I want to say this was like 03. But he was just state senator Obama then, and he did listen to the show. I mean, you know. And he saw Bodine. Listen, Bodine. And that's how Bodine, that's how they met the last so many presidents. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Spanky, you still with us?
I'm here.
All right.
All right,
well, Mikey, listen, I'm gonna let you go.
All right, brother.
But listen, it was great to talk to you, man. I hope we can do this more often because it is great.
All right, and see you, Spanky. Take care of yourself. Stay off those golf carts.
Oh, I'm gonna probably get her out later. We had a little snow. I'll see if she still operates in the snow.
Spanky, I want to thank you as well. Oh my God!
Hey, anytime,
you're cracking me up. And I'm going to end the Facebook Live portion of the show. Facebook Live show is over. I want to invite you to go to morningdisaster.net. Go to morningdisaster.net and listen to the rest of the show. All right, there isn't going to be a lot. I'll be honest. You're not. There's what? How many minutes left? Like 4 minutes left or something. But I am going to finish up the show, and I want to thank you guys for being on with me. Oh, my God. Very funny. All right. That's it for the Facebook Live portion. We'll see you guys later. Remember, morningdisaster.net. And thank you for listening. Everybody else listening? Oh, how much time do I have left? I don't even know what I got. 8 minutes or something? Just enough time to run down some of these Golden Globe nominations. La La Land led the nominations with 7. That was for movies, and that was for like a comedy musical or whatever. The People versus O.J. Simpson leads the television categories with 5, and HBO led all other networks with 14. Okay? Here is your nominations, and I'll try to give them quick here, all right? For the best movies in drama, it's A Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. For best actress, it's Amy Adams for The Arrival, Jessica Chastain for Miss Sloane, Ruth Negga. What you talking about? Ruth Negga is in Loving. Natalie Portman is in Jackie. Isabel Huppert is in Elle. And best actor, Andrew Garfield in Hacksaw Ridge, Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea, Joel Edgerton in Loving, Viggo Mortensen in Captain Fantastic, and Denzel Washington for Fences. And then for best movies, comedy or musical, you've got Deadpool, 20th Century Woman, Florence Foster Jenkins, La La Land, and Sing Street. And best actress in a musical or comedy is Annette Bening for 20th Century Women, Lily Collins for Rules Don't Apply, Haley Steinfeld for The Edge of 17, Emma Stone for La La Land, and Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins. Meryl Streep's also going to win the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award. And then Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy is Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool, Colin Farrell for The Lobsters, Ryan Gosling in La La Land, Hugh Grant in Florence Foster Jenkins, and Jonah Hill for War Dogs, all right? Those are your big nominees for movies from the Golden Globes. And then best TV series is either Game of Thrones, Westworld, Stranger Things, The Crown, and This Is Us, which, by the way, those are all pretty good shows. And then you have comedy. You have Atlanta, Blackish, Mozart in the Jungle, Transparent, and Veep. And the miniseries, you got American Crime, The Dresser, The Night Manager, The Night Of, and The People versus O.J. Simpson. So those are your Golden Globe nominations. And there's a shitload of nominations. I just don't have time to give all of them, you know. But there's a lot more nominations than that. All right? Spanky, what do you think? Did I do a good job?
Awesome, man. It'd be great. It'd be a good award show.
Yeah, it should be good. Although Spanky doesn't know any of those people or movies.
I didn't mean to ruin your show. I was just listening to Vic singing this morning.
No, listen, I want you to be on it. I love Drunk Spanky. I mean,
it was great. Vic was doing a good job.
I'm sure he thanks you. Thank you, Spanky. Yeah, he was singing.
Anytime. He was good. He is having a little annoyed in a duet.
Why, thank you, sir.
There you go.
Yeah, that would be a nice duet, you know?
I saw mommy kissing
Santa Claus.
There it is.
Underneath
the mistletoe last
night.
That's not a bad idea.
That's pretty good.
Oh, well, I guess I should wrap this one up.
It's a wrap.
It was a hell of a show with guest stars Spanky and Mikey. That's a damn good play. Damn good show. I want to thank you for listening and invite you to come back tomorrow and join us with another episode of MorningDisaster.net. New time is at 9 a.m. We go from 9 to 10 every single day. And Spanky, you were fantastic.
I'm thinking about getting a bottle of turkey.
Oh, boy.
And going to Mikey's house, and we can watch Jody together walk into stuff.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it sucks, because like I said, as we know, my wife went through that.
Yeah, and it does suck.
It's no fun.
And there is, I mean, I hate to say it, but, I mean, there is only one, you know, you could try these, but there's only one way to solve it, you know? And that sucks, but your wife's better now, right, Spank?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. She had the full hysterectomy, right?
Oh, yeah. They just yanked it all out and threw it in the garbage.
Oh, for God's sakes. You just yank it out, and they will feel, will feel a lot better.
But it does help. I mean, it's rough going through it, but afterwards, she said she wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, I don't blame her. If it's going to make you better, then go for it. Why not?
Yep.
All right, buddy. I guess I'll wrap it up. That's today's show. Spanky, good to talk to you, man. Come back tomorrow if you can.
I'll give it a whirl.
I loved it. All right, thank you. That's it for today's show, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with another edition of the Morning Disaster.